Welcome to the Print Pod. Samyak Pandey, reporter from The Print, wrote, Niti Aayog index shows agriculture booming in Punjab and Haryana, but environment paying price. I am Shalaka Pathak and I bring you the podcast version of this article. Niti Aayog index shows agriculture booming in Punjab and Haryana, but environment paying price. Some of the states that have topped the parameter for farm productivity and agricultural growth in the Niti Aayog Sustainable Development Goals India Index 2021 have also fared the worst on two other key yardsticks, use of fertilizers harmful to human health and groundwater depletion. These include Punjab and Haryana, which are among India's leading producers of wheat and rice, the benchmark food grains for the index. Their performance suggests the states are making progress in pushing the growth of agriculture but at the expense of the environment. Both the states have an open procurement policy that sees the state purchase at MSP all the wheat and rice brought by farmers for the central pool. The Niti Aayog index seeks to track India's performance with regard to the SDGs set by the United Nations, with 2030 as the deadline to achieve them. The latest edition of the report, which outlines the performance of states and union territories against different parameters, was released last week. It covers 17 SDGs and 169 targets. The four parameters taken into the account for this report are agricultural productivity of food grains and gross value added in agriculture on the one hand, and fertilizer and groundwater consumption on the other. The first two come under the second SDG, which aims to end all form of hunger and malnutrition by 2030, and calls for promoting sustainable agriculture, supporting small-scale farmers, and equal access to land, technology, and markets. Fertilizer consumption comes under the 12th SDG, which aims at resource efficiency, green economies, and sustainable infrastructure by focusing on reducing degradation and pollution and minimizing waste. Groundwater is a part of 6th SDG, which deals with clean water and sanitization. The Agriculture Productivity Index is calculated on the basis of annual rice and wheat production by kilogram per hectare. The goal under this index is to double the productivity of rice and wheat to 5,322 kilogram per hectare by 2030. Punjab and Haryana, which topped the index, also stand closest to this target. While Punjab recorded rice and wheat productivity at 4,693.24 kilogram per hectare in 2018-2019, Haryana stood at 4,272.42 kilogram per hectare. Other states leading in this index are Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Telangana, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh. The national wheat and rice productivity in the report stands at 2,995 kilogram per hectare. Punjab and Haryana are also the leading states in the GVA index, which deals with agriculture growth and income. GVA provides the rupee value for the amount of goods and services produced in agriculture after deducting the cost of inputs and raw materials that have gone into their production. While the national target of GVA in agriculture per worker is set at rupees 1.22 lakhs, Punjab and Haryana recorded rupees 2.57 lakhs and rupees 1.99 lakhs respectively. The current national agriculture GVA stands at rupees 0.71 lakh per worker according to the report. This performance of Punjab and Haryana in agriculture productivity and income can be attributed to the open-ended procurement of wheat and rice from these states by the central government at MSP. Both these states have been the leading contributors to the central pool of buffer food grain stock in previous years, as also in the latest Kharif and Rabi procurement season. However, this incentive cycle of assured wheat and rice procurement has ushered in an unprecedented crisis, making the states the worst performers in the fertilizer consumption index. According to the Niti Aayog index, the use of nitrogenous fertilizer should not exceed 57%. However, while the share of these fertilizers is 78.89% in Punjab, it is 57.84% in Haryana. The consumption of nitrogenous fertilizer in these states is far higher than the national average of 64.39%. In 2018, fertilizer consumption in Punjab reportedly stood at 232 kg per hectare against the national average of 133 kg per hectare. The use of NPK, a major farm fertilizer, stood at 1.8 million tons in 2018 to 2019, as against 1.7 million tons in 2007 to 2008. Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh, which also enjoy high food grain productivity, have also fared poorly in nitrogen fertilizer use, recording share of 70.63% and 73.72% respectively. While nitrogenous fertilizers have been linked with bumper agriculture productivity, whose upshots include income growth, it is also known to have severe environmental and health repercussions. According to studies, excessive use of nitrogen fertilizers can cause thyroid conditions, various kinds of human cancers, neural defects, and diabetes, apart from resulting in environmental pollution affecting climate and groundwater. Investigations carried out by Union Ministry of Agriculture over 5 decades have linked persistent use of nitrogenous fertilizers along with damaging effects on soil health and crop productivity, as well as deficiencies of major and micronutrients. The United Nations has said that nitrogen additions to the soil in the form of fertilizers reinforce the greenhouse effect, causing global warming and climate-related fallouts. The assured purchase of wheat and rice, both of which are water-guzzling crops, have also proved costly in terms of the availability of safe drinking groundwater. Under the index, the safe limit of groundwater withdrawal is 70% of the quantity available. However, Punjab, the worst performer on this count, recorded a figure 165.8%, with Haryana notching 136.9%. This means that they are drawing groundwater at a faster pace than it is recharged. Thank you for listening. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.